today's Setting the Bar story involves a raccoon.
A raccoon?
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to rescue a wild raccoon and drive it to the animal clinic, you're doing okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this guy in Georgia came across a raccoon, thought it was injured on the side of the road,
sure.
right? So he was like, you know what? I love raccoons.
Yeah.
They're cute.
I'm going to be a raccoon hero today.
That's right. Gave the animal a lift to the nature center.
Okay.
So he wrapped it up in his coat, held it against his chest like a little baby, and drove it for about an hour to this animal care center, right?
Oh, okay.
Here's a part of the story that is very key. The raccoon did not want to be driven around.
Okay. I mean, that's valid. It's new to the raccoon. It's not something he does every day. He's probably a little scared.
Well, the raccoon's a wild animal.
Yeah.
To keep in mind. So bit the man on the face.
Oh, hands. On the face?
Yeah.
Owie.
Because he's holding it like
cuddling up on, it,
on his chest.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, it's like doing skin to skin.
Yes, right.
Like mom does with a newborn baby.
So he was like, ow. And then he wrapped it up in a blanket, used the little duct tape that he had on hand.
Duct tape?
Yep.
Okay,
and
now the raccoon's going to protest more.
And so he continued driving. So he got to the nature center. Staff put the raccoon in a kennel, sent it to a vet, and then insisted the dude go to the hospital because, you know, he had scrapes. He was bloody.
Right.
Turns out the raccoon had rabies.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So the raccoon, that was the end of the raccoon. Raccoon had to be euthanized.
Oh, no.
But the guy got in trouble because, one, the nature center said, look, your heart's in the right place, dude. But no one should ever do this because now you have put everyone you came into contact with at risk for rabies.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
And there were children there at the nature center, too.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, he could have never foreseen that.
And so, you know, it's a nature center, and they're like, we're not licensed for raccoon rehabilitation.
Oh, that's not our wheelhouse?
No.
Couldn't
and so
help him anyway?
We're not. So they had to ship him to a vet. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
So they're just like, hey, we should be kind to animals, but you shouldn't handle potentially rabid wildlife yourself.
Yeah, you know what? If you're driving by one on the side of the road, you just kind of let nature be nature.
Or you could be nature, but if you want to get involved more, then call someone who's trained in the nature.
Trained in the nature.
Don't sit there and go,
because then it
reminds me of Tommy Boy when they put the deer in the back of the car and
1,000%.
It was still alive.
Again, poor guy. That's a hard lesson to learn. His heart was in the right place.
It was.
He's just trying to help out one of God's creatures on the side of the road. Looked injured. You know what? I'm going to be your little hero, buddy.
And he was like, and then I'll name you Pete. And then we're going to have a good old time.
He could be my pet.
He could be my pet raccoon.
People have had pet raccoons.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
He thought this could be.
I had a friend growing up who kept a raccoon and had a raccoon.
And he's going to be like, this is going to be such a great story.
Yeah.
To share my friends. Like, look.
I've always wanted a raccoon.
My pet raccoon.
Yeah.
And he was so grateful that I rescued him.
Yes.
He bit my face at first. I was mad about that.
I got rabies. But you know what?
It's all good.
Lovely guy.
I
mean, look, we don't have the update on the guy, but we're assuming he's all right because he did go to the medical center.
Okay, that's good.
So,
and we're assuming he didn't spread the rabies.
My gosh. So, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to rescue a wild raccoon and drive it over an hour to a rescue center, then you're doing okay.
Even if you have the best of intentions.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to let nature be nature.
Let nature take its course,
yes.
I always say.
Yes.
All right, there you go. That's your Setting the Bar story.